Author Stephen McDowell is the president and co-founder of the Providence Foundation, which is different than the Providence Forum. I'm privileged to be the executive director of the Providence Forum, which is a division of Coral Ridge Ministries, originally founded by Dr. Peter Lilbeck and donated to him. Meanwhile, Providence Foundation, that Stephen McDowell is involved in, and also his co-founder, Mark Belisles. Stephen often leads tours on our nation's Christian roots, including in the D.C. area. Stephen has written books, and lately he's been involved in making a film about Educated for Liberty. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back Stephen McDowell to the program. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, hello, Jerry. It's great to be with you again.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about your film, Educated for Liberty, and how long is it, and how can people see it?
Well, Educated for Liberty explores how home-centered biblical education produced the free and flourishing nation of America. But in contrast, secular education has led to our great moral and academic decline. And so the film explores then the solution to this problem is restoring the biblical education upon which we were based. So there's kind of three main things we want to communicate through this film. And it's free, by the way, educatedforliberty.com. This is a resource we want to get out to Christians firstly, but everyone throughout the U.S. But three things we want to encourage parents to see that it's your right and responsibility to govern the education of your children. And two, churches should help parents fulfill that role. Biblically, parents are primarily given responsibility to educate because education is discipleship. This is how you prepare your children. We're stewards of those children God gives us to equip them to fulfill their calling, to be instruments of God, to be arrows to shoot future of our nation. Parents are to do that, not civil government. And so we explore in the film, one, how we used to, for centuries, our education was rooted in the home. It was home-centered, and the church supported the homes in this, and that's the key component of what made America the most free and prosperous nation in history. But over the last 100-plus years, we've been turning over that responsibility to the civil government, and secularists who have taken control of civil government by and large have then began to propagate their secular philosophy of life. And, it, you know, about 90% of all youth go to these government schools, and they've given them bad seeds like weeds, and those weeds are producing lots of bad fruit that we see in our nation today. And again, the title of the film, Educated for Liberty, reveals that for a nation, for a people to live free, it takes a lot of work and effort. See, if he's fallen man to himself, he's not going to progress, become more and more free. He's going to devolve downward, spiral downward into more and more bondage. And so it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort to produce character and the worldview in a citizenry if they ever hope to live free. And that was the source of America's great liberty, biblical education. And we need to get back to that if we want to maintain, preserve, and advance forward in this. So this is what the film's all about. We're excited. We've interviewed like 20 leading educators. We tell lots of stories of different examples of how you can fill the role of providing Christian education to your child. At the website, educatedforliberty.com, you can watch the whole movie. It's 100 minutes long, but we've also broken it down into six parts. So you can look at each part, maybe 20 minutes or less, so you can show it to your groups, your educational groups, parents, churches, other interested parties to communicate these vital, important ideas. Because if we ever hope to turn the nation around, education is a key aspect of how we're going to do that. So I invite everyone to go take a look, educatedforliberty.com. We've got a trailer there to talk about it. You can look at different segments of it. We have resources listed there as well. And so I think people, your listeners are going to enjoy and be able to use this. And if this is something that they already embrace and believe, then this is a great tool for them to let others know. because there's, you know, 85% of Christians in the U.S. send their children to these government schools. And we give examples of here's alternatives. Here's how you can prepare, you know, your children to be instruments of God to the fullest extent.
You know, it's interesting. The homeschool movement is one of the few things in America that's been a shining, you know, example of hope. And it's just gotten stronger. You know, I remember when about 30 years ago, it was so radical, and there were even some states that were trying to make it illegal. And even in the last 10 years, there was a judge in California, I think, that tried to make homeschooling illegal. But I think that ship has sailed, and thankfully he failed in that attempt. But let me give an example, and maybe you can elaborate on this or give some other examples from history. Abraham Lincoln, well, you know, lived in the frontier, born in Kentucky, reared in Illinois. I'm from Illinois. The license plate to this day for Illinois, land of Lincoln. Okay, so Lincoln grows up dirt poor. I don't know how much schooling he got, not much, but he found in a, you know, our equivalent of a garage sale, was one of those barrel sales. He got a copy of the volume, one of the volumes of Sir William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, very important to the founding of America, a very strong, dedicated Christian perspective. He was saying, William Blackstone says that the Creator has revealed himself in nature, natural law, but this is a fallen world. Therefore, he supplemented his creation or his revelation in nature through one other source, the Holy Scriptures. No human laws should in any way contravene these. So anyway, Abraham Lincoln, he devours this one volume of the four volume sets of Sir William Blackstone, what was available there. And he, in effect, teaches himself on the law, and he becomes one of our most important, not just lawyers, but one of our most important leaders in the nation's history. But it was home education. It wasn't, like you say, the government schools.
Yeah, you know, one third of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were only homeschooled, if you will. They had no formal education. One third went to some kind of schooling, and only one third went to higher education in college. George Washington was one of those who had little, if any, education outside of the home. He turned out to be a pretty good citizen, but that's because education, it was centered in the home, but it was also centered in the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible was the central text for education in early America. This is easy to show. You can look at the most influential textbooks from the Colonial Hornbook in the 1600s. Had a Bible. The first reading lesson was the Lord's Prayer. You have the New England Primer, 1690, for about the next century, was the primary textbook, which had the catechism in it and the Ten Commandments, and taught the alphabet with a biblical rhyme. A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, heaven defined, the Bible mind. C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. Then in 1783, for the next century.
Wait, can I stop you real fast? Quick question about the New England Primer. And that is, did that particular volume, which I understand was printed, you know, millions of times, did that go beyond New England?
Yeah, it was used all over the colonies. Oh. It was just called the New England Primer because it was, I think, first produced in New England. But you're right, it sold about 5 million copies, by far the most influential textbook during the 1700s. And every one of our founding fathers would have used that as a textbook. The Bible is the central text, but now here, I think it was a Presbyterian minister produced it, but here is a textbook that they could help them, you know, in their quest for gaining truth. That was the whole central focus. Being educated is to understand truth, have access to the truth, the Word of God. In fact, the first public school, well, they're not public as like today. The first common schools were established in Massachusetts in 1640s, and the preamble to that law says, it being one chief project of that old deluder Satan to keep men from the knowledge of the Scriptures. Therefore, they said, when you get 50 families, they need to hire a teacher, because they recognize Satan wants to keep people ignorant, because if he can keep them ignorant, he can keep them in bondage. And they didn't want to have this at all. We've got to have every citizen knowledgeable of the truth, which comes from the Bible, if we ever hope to build a free society. That was firmly understood by everybody, Christian and non-Christian alike, for the first few centuries during our colonization and early years. Today, we've forgotten that. The Christian community has forgotten that as well. And so this is kind of a central message of this film, showing our great liberty and freedom came because of biblical education. And we've lost that freedom because that education has been hijacked by the secularists. And to restore that liberty, we need to get back to assume our responsibility to educate the next generation in principles of truth, because the future of America depends upon our children's education. And if we our goal is to get that message across first to every Christian in the U.S., and if every Christian would take back that responsibility to train and educate their children in a biblical manner, we would see a tremendous turnaround within the nation.
Well, what about all those situations where, let's say, you have, because of financial circumstances, both the husband and the wife have to go out and work, and so they basically farm out to others the responsibility of teaching. And by the way, you know, the state gives you all these incentives to have your child in the local public school, what you call the government school. So I can see why, you know, so many people go that route. And on the other hand, you can also see how so many children end up losing their faith or whatever faith they have, and they certainly don't end up with a biblical worldview, even if they still retain personal faith in Jesus.
Yeah, in our film, we give many options for ways that parents can do this. You know, homeschooling is an option, Christian school is an option, co-ops are an option. But as I said earlier, the church is to support parents in the mission to train their children, to disciple their children. That's what education is, discipleship. So they might assist those parents who have to work, or maybe there's a widowed mother couldn't educate because she has to work. Well, the church supports them. How? Setting up classes or co-op classes, or setting up a scholarship program where they use money to help make sure all of the members of their church, all their kids, are discipled in the truth of God's word. So if we can have this fund to help send them to a school where they can receive this kind of education if they can't get it at home. So there's many ways that we can do this. And first we have to see this is our duty. This is not just, oh, it'd be nice if we could educate and disciple our kids. No, that's the first duty God gives to parents. You're to train your child when they wake up, when they walk by the road, when they sit down to eat, when they go to sleep, to fill them with the word of God. And that is the central education, to teach them truth and introduce them to the truth. And that's why we started our colleges, by the way, to teach the truth of all education in Christ Jesus. So there's a way for those people who are committed and understand it's their duty to take care of kids in those circumstances.
Okay, we have 30 seconds remaining. Again, I want to highlight your film is called Educated for Liberty. People can look at this at educatedforliberty.com, and it's free. You say it's about 100 minutes. And how about a 20-second closing thought, Stephen McDowell, on why education is important, biblical education?
Well, Noah Webster said to give children a good education in manners, arts, and science is important, but to give them a religious education, to him, that was Christian education, it's indispensable. And an immense responsibility rests on parents and guardians who neglect these duties. If Christians neglect their duties to train their children, then we will not advance toward liberty. We will not see flourishing occur in our nation. The exact opposite. But if we take up and assume that responsibility, we can have the highest hopes for the future of our nation. And this is what the message of the film, but we give you lots of ways that you can fulfill that today. So educatedforliberty.com. Please go take a look and use this valuable resource.
All right, Stephen McDowell, thanks so much. All the best.
All right, bless you.